Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of December 6th, 2010. Encrypted news, Chinese scientists are attempting to identify strains of hair that so far do not belong to any identified animal. Could these hairs belong to the Yeren, the Chinese cousin of the Sasquatch? New tests could potentially give us the answer soon. And ghost news, Pulled by a Ghost is the title of a YouTube video in which a young boy is supposedly pulled by a poltergeist. The duppy, the Jamaican equivalent word for spirit or ghost, is supposedly a friend of the boy who has died. In the video, we see the young boy sitting in a chair and having the chair pulled back, or pushed back by his own volition, as well as see him having his leg pulled, or maybe our own as well. In other news, the big news this week centered on the NASA press conference held Thursday, December 2nd. The press conference was called earlier in the week, quote, to discuss an astrobiology finding that will impact the search for evidence of extraterrestrial life, unquote. Some had speculated correctly, while others thought proof of extraterrestrials could potentially be found. It was a terrestrial find that does change history, however. A microbe was discovered in Mono Lake, a very salty lake in Northern California, that substitutes arsenic for phosphorus. This is the first time this has ever been found in nature. What does this have to do with alien life forms? We have seen life breed in horrible conditions all over Earth, but a microbe that can use other elements to sustain life opens the doors for potential life forms on other planets, moons, and other celestial bodies. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous News Feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. And now Paranormal News Insider will begin counting down the top 10 biggest stories of 2010. Number 8. A late June event read, Bigfoot is alive and well down south. This time, in North Carolina. A local farmer stumbled upon the 15-foot-long by 8-inch-wide track believed to be a Bigfoot track, and the news quickly went nationwide, attracting many Bigfoot investigators to the area. So far, nothing has been found to corroborate the track, and earlier in June, a man made a 911 call that described his recent and ongoing run-ins with a Bigfoot that he has spotted numerous times around his property. Why the story is on the list? With only a handful of Bigfoot stories to keep the belief alive, this was the first major story about a U.S. sighting that played off the earlier sighting in North Carolina. And why it's only number 8? Nothing else was ever reported or discovered to keep the story fueled after the first report. And the number 7 top paranormal story of 2010. British physicist Stephen Hawking warns against alien contact. Hawking, whose new television show, Into the Universe with Stephen Hawking, debuted this summer on the Discovery Channel, Hawking relates his theory to Christopher Columbus discovering America. Look what happened to the natives in that scenario. Granted, one would hope that there would be a less aggressive intelligence than the tribal warfare-focused humans, and that this species would help and share rather than pillage our land for their own purposes. Maybe a lot of this hinges on our own reaction to our own presence here on Earth. Is this a theme for why the government has yet to disclose information? And why this story is on the list? This story was carried by a lot more media outlets than the average paranormal story, and seemed to linger for quite a while in various outlets for some time, as disclosure was a very popular theme in 2010. And why this story is only number 7? The story really did not have an impact on thought, since it's based on the early 1900s theme of alien attack and taking over Earth for various reasons. Stay tuned next week as we cover number 6 and number 5 on the top paranormal stories of 2010 here on the Paranormal News Insider on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, investigating the phantom signal. is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.